As I mentioned earlier, the red blood cells don't last for an enormous amount of time. They travel about 700 miles through the body, and by the time they've traveled that far, they start to wear out. And because they're lacking a nucleus, they don't have any DNA, it's impossible for them to repair themselves. So they need to be basically recycled by the body. Old and damaged red blood cells are going to be recycled. And there are basically what happens to them is they're phagocytized or engulfed by specialized cells. And because so many red blood cells are being recycled, parts of the red blood cell are going to be reused to make new red blood cells. And I should mention that red blood cells only last for about 110 to 120 days before they need to be basically retired and recycled. Most of the hemoglobin proteins are going to be recycled during this process. So if we think about hemoglobin, the parts, we're going to break it down into three different parts: the globin proteins, which are those four subunits, the iron, which is found in the heme, and then the rest of the heme molecule. We're going to talk about what happens to all of these parts. The globin proteins are going to go back to the bone marrow. And they're transported back to the bone marrow where they're basically reused. They just get new heme attached to them and they get made into new hemoglobin molecules. The iron that was found in the heme also goes back to the bone marrow to be reused. But the heme, the portion that held the iron, is going to go to the liver, where it needs to be eventually excreted. And it's going to be excreted either through the intestines or the kidneys, so either one of those routes. It gets turned into a molecule called bilirubin. And bilirubin is what's eventually excreted. So the heme gets converted into bilirubin and is excreted either through the urine or it goes to the large intestine where it will be excreted. And the problem, this all takes place in the liver. The problem that can occur if the liver is stressed or if the liver for some reason is not functioning properly, it's not able to keep up with this recycling or this excreting basically of the bilirubin. And when that happens, bilirubin starts to accumulate in the subcutaneous fat, on parts of the skin, and so on. And it results in jaundice. So the person will take on sort of a yellowish hue or yellowish color. It's often very visible you can see it in the whites of the eyes and so on. So what jaundice is a buildup of bilirubin. And it's not the bilirubin really that's causing the problem, so to speak. It's more that the liver is not getting rid of the bilirubin at the rate that it normally would. Now, erythropoiesis is specifically the creation of red blood cells. So not just red and white together, it's just the formation of the red blood cells. Some factors that are necessary for erythropoiesis to take place, the myeloid tissues that are found in the red bone marrow have to receive adequate nutrients, especially the nutrients that they especially need are amino acids, which are building blocks of proteins. They need iron, as you can imagine. And certain vitamins are also important as well. Folic acid is required, and vitamin B12 and B6. The creation, or erythropoiesis, the creation of red blood cells, is regulated by a hormone called erythropoiesis stimulating hormone, which for some reason is abbreviated EPO. I know that doesn't quite make sense, but that's the hormone that's going to stimulate the production of red blood cells. And if, for example, the level of red blood cells in the blood becomes too low, this hormone will be released. It will stimulate the production of more red blood cells, hopefully to make up for the lack.